I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In the game, Mark Zeno in for Mike Bell alongside Carl Dukes. We're up at Flowery Branch, as we are every Wednesday, as the Falcons get set for their game across the pond in Germany against the Indianapolis Colts, a game obviously that is a big must-win for the Falcons. And look, I mean, we spent so much time lamenting the loss of the Patriots and why it happened and everything else. And I think everybody knows, again, I'm not like being like, you know, all sunshine and rainbows and wearing rose-colored glasses. They played a really good game against a really good team, and there's no reason to believe that they couldn't do it again. Does that mean they're going to win? I can't guarantee that. I don't think anybody can. Coaching players, they can't guarantee that either. But if they execute to the level that they did and play as good as they did, then there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to put themselves in position to win this game in Indianapolis. I for one, don't think the Colts are as great as people seem to think they are. I think their 7-1 start, or now what is it, 7-2, has been a little bit of product of the schedule they played. They got to play the Titans twice. They played the Dolphins. They've played a bunch of other bad teams. And the two playoff teams that they've played, playoff caliber teams that they've played, they've lost both of those games. So, and the other game that they sneaked by with a win over the Broncos is a game they should have lost. So, oh, they also played the Raiders and won that game 40-6. Like, you know, they've been very, very fortunate. But this is still a Colts team that, in my opinion, has a lot to prove. And the Falcons could give them more than what they are ready for. And look, on the flip side, if you're the Colts right now and you're looking at the Falcons, you're certainly not – they play the Chiefs, the Colts do, in 2 weeks, right? They get a bye and then they play the Chiefs.
Yep.
So they're not looking ahead to the Chiefs in any size, way, shape, or form, but recognizing the simple fact that I'm sure Colts, you know, media and fans will talk about this. Hey, if we lose this game to the Falcons, we're probably losing three straight when we lose to the Chiefs in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And so their season turns around dramatically from 7-1 to 7-3, or 7-4 rather. And now all of a sudden the bloom is off the rose. Is that what it
is? Yeah.
The doom is up, whatever it is. Something is off the rose. But you get the point that, you know, they're in a precarious position too. So, and it's interesting you brought it up too, and we forgot when you brought it up, we talked to Ra. Like, the sauce thing is going to be interesting. I'm so curious to see how that plays out on Sunday. Is it going to be, hey, just follow Five wherever he goes? If Five goes over here, you follow him and we'll take care of the rest everywhere else on defense. Like, that's going to be a fun matchup to watch if you enjoy the football aspect of football.
Look, Z, I know, you know, you're in for Mike, but we had a thing at camp where we started talking about, you know, and you heard Wes just mention this about Drake London being a dog. And I said he's a killer. And, you know, we play Natural Born Killers on this show, which is the song we play when we start talking about Drake, because the camp he had, and I know you were up here every day, we would see each other and we'd talk, but the camp he had was so impressive that I think a lot of people felt like we might have been overhyping it, you know. And at one point, Mike was like, it's like Montana to Rice, and people were like, slow down. But when the ball is thrown his way, he's going to make a catch. He is going to do whatever he can. He's pushing people. He's being pushed on. He elevates. He clears space. And the reason why I love it is because this has always been my thing when people talk about, well, he don't have a quarterback. Look at what Brock Bowers is doing with the Raiders. Mm-hmm. He hadn't had a quarterback since he got there. I don't know what you think about Geno. Brock Bowers just makes plays. Mm-hmm. You throw him the ball, it's going to be a play. That's how I feel about Drake. And I only get back to, I respect Sauce. But please, let's not throw his way, because Sauce, I mean, so much when you got a guy like Drake who's just, throw it out here. Let me see what happens. We have a dog in Drake in that way. And that's the characteristic that I absolutely love about him. It's something that I wish some other receivers, you know, they've been here, would have. But everybody's not built that way. He is.
On the bright side for the Falcons, they play the Jets. They would have to face Sauce anyway at some point.
This is true.
They didn't trade him. So,
that's right.
You know, if it wasn't now, it was going to be 3 weeks from now that Drake was going to be lined up in front of him. Now it just comes earlier, and it's probably in a better position because he's in a brand-new defense here with 4 days to prepare for a game, in three if you include travel. So it may work out to him. But I'm old enough to remember, Dukes, When Drake London was drafted, there was a lot of consternation about why did we take another receiver.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you, Arthur Smith.
Well, and you know what else Arthur said to us at the time? And I think it was kind of one of those things. He wanted big targets.
Yeah.
He wanted bigger guys. We know Art, but Drake's 6'4", big dude.
Catch radius is the term that they use.
Yes, big guy, and I think
that's the buzzword. Catch radius.
It is, but
you say
that,
you sound smart.
Well, you know what I want? Size.
Okay.
I always talk about size.
Does matter.
It matters. And give me size and a guy that's as athletic as he is, and all of a sudden it just changes things, man. 404-726-0929. Our conversation with Raheem coming up. If you missed that, as we've been talking about the college football playoff, and we will get back to that because it is interesting, and want to get Wes's thoughts on that, but. There's a lot of things that are going to happen between now and the college football playoff, you know, kicking off at the end of December, or actually early January, I guess, the end of December, early January. But bottom line is, if you are a team that's in the mix right now, the bottom line is win out. Like, that's just where you're at. And you lose, and you're going to put your fate in somebody else's hands. So we'll dive back into that here live at Flowery Branch. Hey, as we've been talking about the Hawks, do want to mention this too because we're waiting on our player segment, and we're going to grab a Falcon player here in just a little bit. Hawks win last night. We mentioned this earlier. Can we replay it real quick? Big O back at the studio. Desmond Bane throws a ball at Okongwu last night. Not only that, the guys here, Dede and Gordon were telling me, he throws him down, you know, after the foul. It was a hard foul. It was a breakaway. Throws him down, then throws the ball at him. And it was blatantly obvious that this was a technical flagrant two, which gets you kicked out of the game, which is what happened. Bane said it was just a hard foul. But I'm telling you, like, you want to talk about a rival? I don't like Orlando. I don't. And Ben Carroll's a hell of a player, but he yaps all the time. And this now adds to this with Bane. I want you to hear what our play-by-play guy said. This is Steve Holman on the call here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now a long pass up ahead to Onyeka, and he goes up and got fouled, knocked down to the floor by Desmond Bane. Bane is a dirty player, and he just showed it right there. Bane's going to get a flagrant foul on this. Desmond Bane, who's been known for this kind of stuff in his career, he should be thrown out of this game. That should be a flagrant too. Desmond Bane, a dirty, rotten player, and he's been that way his whole career, and he just showed it in a Magic uniform. He's kind of restrained himself with the Magic so far, but he returns to Desmond Bane right now with a dirty, rotten play. It's going to be looked at, and it will be, if it's not a flagrant two, there should be an investigation into this.
There was no investigation because it was obvious. He gets thrown out. Hawks win, and by the way, that was without Trey. We know Trey's
out.
That's a good
win.
It was, and we've beaten them twice, by the way. So for everybody like, hey, and that was our big question a few weeks ago, or actually last week when we heard the Trey thing, can we keep our head above water? Can we maintain without Trey for these next 4 weeks? Guys, this product looks pretty damn good.
Well, the other part about, you know, at least Orlando, like they seem to, this past offseason, have gone all in.
That's right.
You know, they added some key pieces, Desmond Bane being one of them, but,
sure.
You know, they added some pieces to sort of elevate themselves to the top three status in the Eastern Conference, and so far, we're short, small sample size, but mixed results. Not too good, not too bad, but, you know, look, if the Hawks over the course of the next month, right, what do they play, 15, 16 games, right, somewhere in that range, typically that's what they play in the NBA. You know, if they win 60%, that's really good without Trey.
Yeah, they're going to be in good shape.
They're going to be in really good shape.
Just
you stay
your
above
source.
500, you'll be really good without it.
We're trying to help you here, Trey.
Just state your source.
Yes, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home and start packing. Dede, you want to add something?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, you got to kudos to them too. The Hawks, that is a good shooting night for them. 55.6% field goal.
It's hard
goal.
To lose games when you hit that rate.
Yeah, and then 43.3% from three-point range in comparisons to the Magic's 43.4% from field goal, 32% from three-point. So can they continue to shoot like this? And granted, a lot of it was, you know, fast break. They got a lot of fast break points.
Hey, that works too,
night,
you know.
But, hey, we'll
from what
it,
I understand,
right?
Layups are a high percentage shot.
State your source.
I don't know anything. I don't know everything, but layups work really well in my world.
You a little tired, Z? You over there, your workout wore you out today? Are you over there kind of, you know, yawning? What's going on, man?
I mean, listen, it's been a sprint all day long. I was very fortunate this morning. I had a veterans event. The good folks at Georgia Tech football were nice enough to invite a bunch of veterans out to watch their practice.
Very cool.
They're on a bye week, so got a chance to go see the the Golden White and the Yellow Jackets get ready and meet Brent Key and a bunch of the players and the guys on the staff. So
Brent's a cool guy, man.
One of the best dudes out there. And I'm curious to see if he's going to stay. I hope he does. But I hope he does. But in the same respect, like, if he leaves, good for him. Yeah, I mean, you know, talk about rising through the ranks, right?
Yeah.
And working your way up and getting a premier job and earning it. Like, legitimately earning it.
Let me ask you this, and I don't know, maybe this has changed. And by the way, we're going to get Xavier Watts, guys. He's going to join us right after 5 o'clock. Safety out of Notre Dame is going to join us. He's had a really good year for our Falcons. We'll talk to him about all the things that are going on right after 5 o'clock, so stay here.
From what I understand from White Man Can't Jump, Watts, big bucks. Remember that line in the movie?
Is this old-fashioned from the standpoint of you get to your alma mater, because Kirby's done this, you want to stay. Especially when you're having success and you've helped build it or rebuild it, right? It used to be a big thing. I don't know. I mean, everybody still feels like, you know, we need Auburn. We're going to go get an Auburn guy. Alabama, we're going to go get an Alabama guy. Kalen DeBoer's not an Alabama guy, and he's doing a heck of a job. Sometimes I think people get caught up in this. But if you have a chance to go coach your alma mater, like Brent Key is, doesn't that matter a little bit? I'm not saying you take some off the top.
You really think I'm going to answer
Come on, Kirby. I'm not saying you take less, but what I am saying is it gives you more reason to stay, doesn't it?
I mean, if I'm correct, Jonathan Smith went to Oregon State and coached there and then left for Michigan State.
Okay.
Because Michigan State's a, like, 10 times better job than Oregon State is. I mean, I always say this to people. When you hire somebody for the story, all you're left with is the story. It's hard to make the story better. Like, for example, Yankees fans would love to have a new manager. Putting Don Mattingly in that seat, who was a beloved Yankee player, or like Chipper Jones coming in to manage the Braves, right? Like, that's a nice story. But more often than not, 9 times out of 10, all you're left with is the story, and the success isn't there.
Chipper, I mean, class act as always.
Yeah, that's Chipper joining the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. But the point is that, like, you know, for Brent Key, in reality, if you have to look objectively at it, how much higher can you get Georgia Tech? Like, are we in a world where Georgia Tech is going to roll through SEC programs and Big Ten programs and Ohio State and everybody to win a national title?
They could. They could. This is how it starts.
You're right. This is how it starts. And they're could be $1 million waiting for me in my front door. It could happen. Most of the odds tell me that it's not going to. So,
in this age of parity, you feel that way. See, I don't. I think if you told me this 15 years ago, I'd go, not now.
You know what I would tell you? If this were the BCS or the top four, they'd have a much better chance at doing it. They'd have a much better chance.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chance at doing it. Being an 8 or 9 or 10 seed in the college football playoff and getting through all of that, 4 games, come on. You might be able to catch one of those teams sleeping one day. You ain't catching 3 good teams sleeping on 3 different days.
Tomorrow, join us, guys. We're at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. We'll get you set Thursday night football. We'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6. Enjoying all the great food and drinks at Buffalo's Cafe. Be a part of the action, man. Come out and hang out with us. Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Xavier Watts is on the way. We're live at Flowery. Stay right.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.